Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, we're here specifically to give praise and worship to our triune God on this day, the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity. You know, our Catholic faith is unique in terms of world religions, in that it is based on the belief that God, that we worship, is a trinity of persons. Trinity of persons, each person distinct, and yet each person God. But there's only one God, not three. I like to tell the story about St. Augustine. Probably you've heard it before. He was walking along the beach one day, and he spied a young boy there who had dug a little hole in the sand, and this little boy had a bucket with him, and he was going back and forth to the ocean. He was taking water from the ocean, and he was filling up his little bucket and then to his little hole that he had dug and putting the water into that little hole. And so St. Augustine stopped to ask him what he was trying to do. And the little boy responded that he was filling up the hole so he could empty the ocean. And St. Augustine remarked that that would be quite impossible. And the little boy responded, and so it is impossible to know the mystery of God, one and yet three distinct persons. And then the little boy disappeared. And so, brothers and sisters, even though we can never fully understand the mystery of God as a Blessed Trinity, it is still good that we ponder this mystery, this great mystery, because God wants us to know Him. He revealed Himself precisely so that at least some things can be known about who He is. After all, how can we love a being that we know nothing about? But we do know something about God. He's revealed that to us. We know that He's the Creator. He made all things. He, as the first person of the Trinity, is a most loving and faithful Father. We know that He is the Redeemer of the human race. And as the second person of the Trinity, He is an obedient Son of His Father. And we know that He is the Sanctifier of the human race. And as the third person of the Blessed Trinity, He is the love between the Father and Son. When we meditate on who God is, as we should indeed do, we meet up with a profound mystery. We meet a divine being who forms a relationship with His human creatures. We meet a being who even becomes human. We meet a divine being who is love itself. Each of the divine persons of the Trinity can enter into a relationship with us. We meet a divine being who is closer to us than we could ever imagine. We meet a divine being who has brought all of creation into existence and sustains all things. We meet a being who is supreme, who is all-knowing, all-powerful, all-loving. And it is truly amazing that the way we were created makes it possible for us to relate to this divine being. And even more amazing, that we can actually share in His divine nature. That is truly amazing as human beings. So on this Holy Trinity Sunday, we need to stop for a moment and just ponder the mystery of our God, thanking Him that we are so important to Him, so important, as a matter of fact, that he even takes to himself a human nature. He lives in a human body while remaining truly God. And so, brothers and sisters, let us worship him and praise him. And most of all, let us try to know him and love him. I'm always taken by the story of Fatima. The angel of Portugal taught the three children who saw Our Lady this most beautiful prayer, which I like to pray it often, especially in the Blessed Sacrament Chapel. It goes like this: My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I ask pardon for all those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love you. Those little kids would bow their heads all the way to the ground while repeating this prayer over and over again. They were distressed to realize that there's so many people who do not adore, do not trust, do not love the God who is love. And so they were determined to make reparation toward this good God as far as it was humanly possible for them to do so. They were determined to do all that they could to be in union with him and arrive one day in heaven. I think their story is very beautiful. They're an inspiration to the rest of us, urging us to know God, to love God, to serve the good God in this world, so that we can be happy with him in the next. As incredible as it might seem, the same God is listening to us right now. He knows our inmost thoughts. He knows what's going on in our heart. He sees us. He knows us more intimately than we can even know ourselves. And miraculously, he will descend upon this very altar in a few moments and become for us the bread of life, the chalice of salvation. Brothers and sisters, how he loves us, how he truly loves us. Would that we might love him in return. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.